This is the podcast. Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanaseo Pukwisakwadie, the senior pastor of the World Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
now, in the midst of difficulty, there are all kinds of symptoms you see. Now, for instance, I wish I can tell my daughters that sometimes the guy is not chasing you because he loves you. It's because you work in the bank. They say I should let you know. Because they know why they say I should let you know. You work in a bank and your salary now is 13,000. He has calculated his own for 4,000. Now, unfortunately for you, you are desperate to marry. You want to marry to prove a point that you two have married. And because of the famine and the desperation, anything goes. He just have to be in the trousers. You don't care whether he's a monkey. You don't care whether he's a dwarf. You don't care whether he's a pro. He just have to walk. And especially, he must have a beer. So, this is the picture in the family. You are getting into the marriage and giving us a exciting wedding. And after the wedding, we can't find you again. We can't see. There are ladies. I saw them marry in church. I can't find them again. Very excited. I'm talking about not less than 70%. When we check the last statistics, I realize that 70% of people who marry here don't stay. You see them in church. They are dancing. They are coming to church. They are parking their car. Suddenly they vanish. After some time, the girl alone appears. Where is the man? He has vanished within air. The guy cannot be found. And then the few ones I've talked to, their heart is broken. They didn't know who they were going to marry. Daddy, one of them told me, I even went for loan for him. He has run away. The money is being paid. Banks are chasing me. What is going on, family? Famine, attitudes of famine, symptoms of famine. You see a girl who has served God in purity and in holiness and kept her life and worshiping God, excited, promising, have a future, suddenly cut across some cantankerous mean guy. And can I tell you that this generation has a lot of bad boys? Bad boys. If a boy is sitting quiet, tell him you are one of them. Bad pretending Christian boys. And let me go deeper. As for the bad girls, don't even talk about bad girls. Repackaging prostitution. They have given themselves a new name. We are slave queens. We even prefer the prostitutes because slave. Obeku, the prostitutes were not killing. Rahab work and never kill anybody, but the slave queen. Do you know slave? Do you know the meaning of somebody slaying you? You are not slaying under the anointing. You are. Bad girls. 22 years by his boyfriend is 65. And he can handle the old man. They don't fear God. They have no fear of God in them. They will come to church. They will worship. They will sing in the choir. Oh, let me say that before I go. What about bad wives? I never thought a generation people would walk to me as a man of God and tell me I've committed adultery. I was counseling somebody. I was shocked by the things I was hearing. He said, I did my wedding. 2 days after the wedding, I slept with my former boyfriend. 2 days. Somebody won American lottery. They say, we don't trust you. Go and do DNA test. The girl said, you won't do it. I said, madam, you have passed the thing. Do that. I said, man, yes, I did. Nyamin fry and quite. They said, no. We deal with facts. After the DNA test, the three children, two of them was not for his husband. As for bad husbands, we don't want to talk about it. People don't want to say, listen, that is why if you don't take care, if you're a pastor now and you preach what the Bible wants you to preach, you may not, don't deceive yourself that people be in a big church does not mean everybody is going to heaven. No. There are people in the church, the thing they do, the devil can try. In fact, there are people in church, Satan is afraid of them. The crooked way of doing it, the devil has not gotten there yet. He has never gotten there yet. No. Pastors are digging altars and burying live pregnant people. Can the devil try that? Satan never buried pregnant people alive. Where are we going? And I'm telling God, if the family is going to continue, what is going to happen? Now, go to Genesis 26. Let me show you something. Those of you who are trying to travel, let me show you. There is nothing to travel but go by the way. And there was famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. So you stand the chance of going through your parents' difficulties. Your mother's name has been mentioned here, your father's name. There was famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. This is the next generation. So God has referred that what your father went through, you go through it. Let me tell you this. Now watch this. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines. So immediately the economic situation was difficult. Isaac queued for a visa. 4:30, he was in the Netherlands embassy, which is the country that you really want to go. Which country do you really want to go? Canada. Oh, why? Why Canada? Huh? Is what? How many of you here want to go to Canada? I really want to pray for you. Lift up your hand. Liars. I don't know why your hands are down. You know your passport is already there. So why is your hands down? Do you know the reason why they want to go to Canada? Because Canada is giving a lot of visas to Ghanaians. But does a cat give a fish free like that? What is the reason? What is the reason? So I'm not saying don't go there, but watch this. When Isaac was king for visa, Isaac went into Abimelech, king of the Philistines, into Gilead. So Isaac was there. You can go, but get this. Look at the next verse. The Lord appeared. He was in a queue at the Canadian embassy. And the Lord appeared and said, go not down to Canada. Dwell in Ghana, and I shall tell you of what to do. So, only go to Canada when God says go. Go there when God says go. There are others who have gone there and they wish they didn't go. Those of you who have never traveled abroad before, your mindset about Abroad is totally different. No, let me tell you, truth must be spoken. Some are doing very well. Some are doing extremely well. Some too. Some are doing, those that God said they should go, they went. God never spoke to Abraham. Abraham went straight, got a visa and went to Egypt. He came back as a millionaire. He lied that my wife is my sister in the midst of famine. And because Egypt was a superpower at that time, he got the cattle and the sheep and everything, got his wife back and came back as a millionaire. But in the case of Isaac, God said, don't dare to do what your father did. Stay here. Stay here. Stay here. Find out from God, where is my destiny connected to? Because there was another woman in the Bible called Naomi. She got a visa and traveled to another country called Moab. And by the time he was returning, he has changed his name. He said, call me Bitter. He lost everything that he has. She was doing so well. She was a wealthy woman. She was well-to-do. She went where God didn't ask her to go. Can I tell you this? Money doesn't solve all problems. It's God that does. Money doesn't solve all problems. It's God that solves problems. And the Lord appeared to him and said, go not down to Egypt, dwell in the land, and I shall tell thee. Now hear this. If you hear God and you obey, it means you are in faith. Amen. Once God speaks and you start obeying what God has said, irrespective of contrary to your plans, it means you are in faith. It's an expression of confidence in what God has said. It's a simple definition for faith. So the first requirement to survive in the midst of the famine that is coming is that you must be a man or a woman of faith. And for the better, let me put it in a better way. You have to be a child of God that is walking by faith. Amen. Hello. 2024. One, tell your neighbor, walk by faith. You will need faith to survive in so many different ways of your life. Somebody say faith. These guys were the guys of faith. If you keep reading, watch this. Keep going. Sojourn in this land. Don't travel. Stay here and sojourn in this land. And I will be with you. Look at the word sojourn. Go to the New Living Translation. Let's find out. Wow. Live here as a foreigner in this land. Don't move to where you are going. And I will be with you and bless you. I hereby confirm that I will give all these lands to you and your descendants, just as I solemnly promised Abraham your father. But if you go, you mix the land. So stay here. Now, do you remember? It was in the farming that he sowed. Now, the only way planting in farming can yield fruit is when God has spoken. Amen. When God speaks, farming land becomes fertile land. Amen. The land is not supposed to yield fruit, but because God has said. And because God has said, this morning I asked the Lord a question. Mark chapter 11 and verse number 23, I asked God a question. Interesting answer. Answer that I've never seen in all the years of preaching faith. I tell you the truth. I can say, Mark chapter 11, verse 24. I can say today, I tell you, why is he confusing like that? What is going on there? Please. Give me verse number 22. Mark chapter 11. Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Now look at the next verse. Very answer unto you. Whosoever shall say to this what? Talk to me. This what? I can't hear you. When I say something, you don't say it. It means a demonstration of pride. Say it.
Mountain.
It's better. Everybody say mountain.
Mountain.
Very I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this man, that means everybody has a mountain.
Yeah.
You didn't hear what I said. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Tell your neighbor, I have a mountain. I have a mountain. So I said that. Why should mountain hear my voice and move? Why does voice move mountain? God said because mountain was created by voice. All the proud people are not clapping for Jesus, but those who are clapping, you'll get more from the Lord. Now let me get into teaching. I've quoted it before. Now, this is why you have to clap in church. The last of all human freedom is the ability to choose one's own attitude, regardless of circumstance. It was written by one of the generals during the Second World War, Victor Franklin. Let me not go there. The last of all human freedom is the ability to choose one's own attitude, regardless of circumstance. So, no matter what you find yourself, bad marriage, good marriage, bad boss, bad office, nobody can change your attitude or nobody can take your attitude. You win in every difficulty based on your attitude. So that is the last of all human freedom. The last of all human freedom is the ability to choose one own attitude regardless of circumstance. It brings you to the place. Now, let me give you the two sides of faith. The word of faith, the spirit of faith, the gift of faith. Everybody say the word of faith. Everybody say the gift of faith. Everybody say the spirit of faith. When I teach you the principle, is the word. Now, you don't teach the word of faith. You don't teach the spirit of faith. The word of faith is taught. The spirit of faith comes by association. That means that in the midst of the famine, you cannot walk with faithless people. Let me go deeper. You cannot walk with people that kill your vision. Let me go deeper. You cannot associate yourself. That means that sometimes God will not give you money, but he will connect you to somebody that through that person you will make money. Or he will connect you to people that through those people your attitude will change. Because I cannot change your pocket until I change your mind. That means again, if any of you married and you think your husband is bad, the problem is not changing a man, change first. The last of all human freedom is the ability to choose one's own attitude, irrespective of circumstance. So no matter the circumstance, when you change your attitude, you have the power to change the person to become something you were expecting. But changing them without you changing will not cause any change. Everybody say the spirit of faith. We have taught the word of faith so much, but the spirit of faith is affecting people. Because most of you here, you want to be blessed in a bad company. You want to be blessed by the kind of people you are working with. He that walks with the wise shall be wise. It's Bible. So are your friends fools? He that walks with the wise shall be wise. The kind of people you walk with. Now listen to me. You cannot hang around this potter's family with a good heart and not build something attractive. Because the spirit of faith, 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 the spirit of faith is contagious. Can I say that again? That look at your neighbor and say, I don't want to be your friend. Because you are too cantankerous. You are too mean. Do you know something? Let me tell you. Do you know why I'm preaching this? A lot of Ghanaians don't have the spirit of faith. Do you know the reason why? The reason we know we don't have the spirit of faith is that we don't celebrate greatness. We kill it. Do you know the reason why you are quiet? Because I said something that is your attitude. We don't celebrate greatness. Number two, when we come at grand greatness, we use it. So when people come around you are blessed, they want to use you to get blessing instead of learning from you. I'm preaching. Listen, 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 listen. Let's go to spiritual laboratory. Let's do some tests and bring it to this spiritual physician for prescription. If this attitude continues, no amount of prayer can change your life. Forget it. Attitude is everything. Attitude is everything. It's everything. Everything. That is the last of all human freedom. Why do you want to marry this girl? Attitude. Why are you so close to this particular person? Is it to learn or to steal? Can you imagine that? We disobey the laws of our country, run to another country, obey the laws. Let me go to another point. Is it the government that build nations or the people? So what do you want the government to build for you? What do you want your president to clean your gutters when you are throwing dustbins inside? Where I live, yesterday, somebody was doing a party. I was praying in my prayer room. I saw three men wearing white kaftan like I'm wearing, nice, wee-wee on the wall. Which in America, it will never happen. You that's looking at you, don't you wee-wee? Do you know Potter City? People in the midst of all the bathroom, people weary around. It is not, it is the attitude of the people. Look at your neighbors. I have a problem with your attitude. I have a problem with your attitude. Do you know the reason why we know we have a bad attitude? Because we like gossip. People with attitude enjoy gossip. Let me show you. There are two things. When I see Dr. Sesu dress nice, there are two attitudes. I can look at the dress and say, I like your dress. Or find a fault. So when you see people with a wrong attitude, no matter how, they will find a spot. That is why somebody said, the only time an African man is happy is when his brother is in trouble. Some pastors are happy when another pastor goes down. There are people in this church, they wish the downfall of this church. They will even leave the church that married them, bless them, and speak evil about the church. No matter how bad you think the place is, that is what gave you foundation. Now, let me tell you something. People with bad attitude, they easily forget. They can forget all the things they have enjoyed. When my heart changed, I saw God bless me of things I never prayed for. And I realized that it's just an attitude that changed. Nothing changes. I start celebrating others. I start wishing people well. I start supporting somebody that is in trouble. I make people bury my burden. And I saw that just that one, God said, now you are qualified. Hear this. I go to America to do programs. Pastors will call me. It was powerful. People came. Or people, so they were not expecting people to come. So then when they speak, I realized that they are even shocked people come. People came. I invited the pastor to come to the program. He started talking to the people. So you pay your own ticket to come here and you book your own hotel. Wow. A pastor. Even those who are shouting bad attitude, check their attitude. Sometimes those who make the noise, they are the one that we should give attention. We were in a school at class 6 at Akimo Dan Boys School. And something was missing at the headmaster's office. There was one boy, Yenkobusa, they were bad there. He said, no, we are. Finally, when we said, such is the one who sold it. 2024, I don't care who is prophesying over you. I don't care. I saw a demonstration of some pastor that I love it. He said, this is the aircraft that your prayer must land for manifestation. But something has blocked the thing. So if your prayer lands here, there will be manifestation of your blessing. But it cannot land because attitude has caused something to block it. And it may be envy. And whilst you are dealing with the envy and you see other people getting blessed, it leads you to jealousy. Then with the jealousy, you start talking about other people's blessing. Then as you talk about other people's blessing and you come to them to help you and God didn't let them help you, it moves you to unforgiveness and bitterness. So you see, you keep adding to your trouble whilst you are still praying. Don't clap. It is not God that is answering your prayer. What is blocking the prayer? So David finds out that, why is my prayer not going on? Then when he went to God, God said, iniquity. Then he wrote it down. If I hide iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So God hears, but iniquity can block. God naturally is a hearer, but iniquity can prevent. This is why you don't like my preaching. I wish I would preach something that will make you happy. I wish I would come to church and preach And when you are an adulterer, you'll be comfortably go, come to church and go home and continue your adultery, but not the kind of anointing God gave to me. I will make you uncomfortable in your sinful lifestyle. Because some of you, you need genuine repentance. Genuine repentance. You see, if a repentance is not genuine, you do it for 1 week and you get back into it. Things I didn't genuinely repent. What is blocking your prayer? Attitude. The last of all human freedom is the ability to choose one's own attitude, irrespective of circumstance. So watch this. Adolf Hitler was trying to do everything to control the world, but he couldn't change the attitude of the people. And the attitude of the people make him lose their all. Because attitude can let a failure say, I'm moving forward. And the most dangerous thing is when the one you don't expect to move forward started moving forward. You are in trouble. Attitude. If attitude changes, homes can be sound. Homes can be sound. Homes can be sound. Homes can be sound. You can marry and a man contribute financially, but he doesn't contribute spiritually. You can marry, the person can contribute spiritually, but not financially. Emotionally. And probably in terms of communication. What do you contribute? Look at your neighbor and say, God is concerned about your attitude. One of the most attractive attitudes in the Bible is what a lot of preachers have preached against. We don't really know his name. It was a parable, and the guy, they call him the prodigal son. She was living, and the father is a wealthy man. He broke the laws of life. A testament is not authentic until the testator dies. So, a will is not authentic until the writer of the will dies. Whilst the father was alive, he asked for the will. That way you have broken a spiritual and a natural law. Because you don't demand a will when the man is alive. So he asked his father that, divide the things and give me my portion. You don't need that. Because once your father is alive, eat from what your father has. Then after your father is gone, then you write a will that you have your portion. Because God cannot bless you getting a portion of a will when the testator is still alive. So you can take an action by your attitude, think you can be successful, but from the foundation you have broken a law. And a principle is an established law. So the first principle that was broken is that the father, he demanded the session and the portion of his will, means that he has broken the law because the father is still alive. So whatever you get is temporal. If you push people down to rise up, you can never stay up. I want to say that again. I want to say that again. If you destroy somebody's marriage to get married. Wow, I'm preaching. I'm preaching. Can you imagine another wife is crying because of you? The man is not giving attention. Understand why God hates adultery. Do you know something about man? It's difficult to love two women at the same time. So all polygamists are deceiving themselves. The way God created man, your heart can only pick one woman. But in order to test your mindset and your attitude, all marriage loves are like roller coaster. They go up and down. It's not every time you feel emotionally attached. There are times school fees can let your love go down. The fridge has spoiled, it can affect your love. She wants to buy 10 weeks, it can affect your love. And all this thing, God operated it to make sure that he tests what is inside you. Because to marry a woman for 60 years and see other women that are more beautiful than her, and still not be attracted to them, you must know God.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Pram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the